Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Was sent in by President Trump without a request from Governor Gavin Newsom. This after violent clashes between law enforcement officers and protesters.
They get up to him this far away and then they start spitting in their face. That happens, they get hit very hard.
Correspondent Elise Preston reports that tear gas appears to be used.
There's been so much pepper spray that has been set off in recent days that a lot of it is just lingering. So it's in the area. Even when authorities are not deploying it, you can still sense it. You can feel it. You can smell it. It is impacting folks.
Governor Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass have asked the president to turn control of the guard back to the state. And Mayor Bass is appealing for peaceful protests.
If people get violent, if people break the law, they will be subject to arrest and they will be held accountable. It's as simple as that. So peaceful protest is what is needed. Peaceful protest is a part of our American tradition.
CBS's Camilo Monteo Galvez tells us the protests were sparked by dozens of arrests during immigration raids.
ICE has been able to boost its arrest levels by taking more aggressive tactics like arresting migrants, attending their court hearings, or check-in appointments across the country. The federal agency is also receiving help and support from other agencies like the FBI, Border Patrol, and the Drug Enforcement Administration.
As President Trump's massive tax and spending bill makes its way through Capitol Hill, CBS News polling suggests many Americans are unsure of the specifics. Jennifer DePinto is Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys.
Few people feel they know a lot of the specifics of the bill right now, which isn't uncommon for initial phases of other big bills in Congress we've seen. Views about the potential impact are mixed, though. Only about a third of Americans think this bill would help the middle or working class, and most think it will hurt poor people. A combined majority does think it'll either lower or not impact their taxes in any way.
Israeli forces have stopped an aid boat heading to Gaza, enforcing a blockade.
Israel ordered its military to block the aid ship Madeleine as it approached Gaza. The boat, sailing from Italy with the International Freedom Flotilla Coalition, was carrying 12 activists, including Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg. The activists said they were bringing humanitarian supplies, including baby formula, diapers, flour, and rice, to the Gaza Strip.
That's Steve Lind reporting from Jerusalem. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Passengers on an American Airlines flight from the United States to Italy were forced to take a bus to their final destination 140 miles away because their plane was too big to land at the original destination.
American Airlines Flight 780 left Philadelphia International this week to land in Naples, Italy. But the Dreamliner was off the coast of Italy about halfway between Rome and Naples when it abruptly turned back around to the Italian capital. American called it operational limitations. The airline usually flies a plane about 20 feet shorter than the 787-9 Dreamliner. After the flight landed in Rome, passengers were bused to Naples, about 3 hours away. Matt Piper, CBS News.
That runaway pet zebra has finally been captured in Tennessee. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office says Ed was captured Sunday in a pasture and airlifted to an animal trainer. The zebra had been on the loose since May 31st. It had been spotted several times before disappearing into the woods. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJ. meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, breezy at times with a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder. Low tonight, mid-50s. High tomorrow, warming up to the mid-60s. On Tuesday, sunshine returns, temps heat up into the mid-70s. Right now, it's 58.
The same. I can't do what 10 people tell just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, as you know it.
through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Girl in a dream.
Years you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM, and now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Tell me how much you miss me, when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying.
just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? Down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. From her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love. Traces of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there somewhere.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
the sky, I'm hung over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind.
Good gospel beat. Sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As an uneasy night envelops the city of Los Angeles, National Guard troops sent in by President Trump and protesters upset over immigration raids there are facing off. Our CBS reporters describe the smell of pepper spray in the air. Trump is blaming Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and his predecessor for the violent outbursts.
Well, we're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
BBC's Carl Nassman says the protests have spread to the 101 freeway.
Police officers, California Highway Patrol down below on 101 and then above those demonstrators. And I think the worry is going to be for the police officers that are still here. The worry is going to be that this could continue to spiral and maybe get even a bit more chaotic, more objects being thrown down from above and some explosions.
Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonnell has a message for the protesters demonstrating over ICE raids.
The Los Angeles Police Department does not participate in or coordinate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement on civil immigration enforcement. We've said this over and